All right, live from Lower BCC, this is Red Sea Radio, episode 23. We're back again, another Wednesday, another episode here at Fairfield University on WVOF 88.5 FM. I'm your host, Kyle Majors, along with Jack Sarasulo. Jack, another week, how are we feeling?
The clock has struck midnight on our Cinderella story.
It has, but the emotions for the last week, I wouldn't necessarily say I'm sad.
I wouldn't say it's a failure. This was a roaring success in the tournament.
It was. And we're going to talk about it today. We got a lot to talk about here on Red Sea Radio. Obviously, we're going to talk about the three games that we haven't talked about in the past week. And then, of course, we got to talk about the season. But I think we're going to save the season wrap-up episode for next week. And then this week, we're just going to stay with the MAC tournament in general.
Yeah, we have a lot to go over.
Emotions were high on campus and in stagnation last week. We covered the Manhattan game, first round game, on this show last week. And we said it was our favorite Fairfield win, right? And we were like, every win from here on out will probably take that cake. And that's exactly what happened for me.
Yeah, I really think so.
Every win from there was...
I mean, the Monmouth one, like, they just... They were all for different reasons. Like, Manhattan, it was gritty over time. They came back resilient. Then Monmouth, 20-point win against one of the better teams in the MAC. Kind of love that. And then St. Peter's, obviously, down early. What, down 9 at one point in the first half, I want to say?
Yeah.
And coming back and winning that gritty game again with their defense. We were, like, switching off. We went, like, big on defense with Manhattan, and Monmouth, the offensive broke out, and then St. Peter's went back to defense.
Yeah, and it was interesting because it was like, after the Manhattan win, it was like, all right, after the Monmouth win, it really started to feel like we had a chance to win the tournament. And then after the St. Peter's win, emotions were, I think that was like, honestly, that was probably one of my favorite memories on this campus. Like,
Just
in general.
Just to be able to think, like, one game away from the tournament is just a crazy thing to think about.
Something that, because, like, obviously we covered this team all year, and obviously they didn't have a great year in the beginning. To even think that they can get to that point was not something I would imagine. But just, like, Friday night, that game, we had a little watch party.
Socially distanced.
Don't want to expose ourselves in case Dean Johnson listens.
We were socially distanced.
Yeah, we were. But that was like the closest thing Friday night that I feel like we will get in our 4 years to a student section.
To a group of students watching the game together.
Yeah, because Jack and I obviously watch like pretty much every game together, and we watch like every game when we were home. We just watch like every game in general. Our friends like will watch it sometimes if we put it on and they're there, if it's like a Friday night or something. But this was the first time that I was like with a group of people and everyone was into the game. After every basket, everyone was cheering. Yeah. After every St. Peter's free throw, everyone was screaming at the TV. When we were shooting free throws, everyone had the hands up, like the spirit hands up or whatever. Like everyone was invested in this game. Like people that literally was their first time watching Fairfield basketball, couldn't name any players. Everyone was into the game. And like even when we had games like Alumni Hall, I would always be working, so I never had like that student section feel, I guess, because I was
you never a part of it. You always saw it from...
Yeah, I always saw it, but I'm always like working, so I wasn't like in it. That was like the closest thing I feel like to a student section, and also that being my favorite Fairfield win, that was like, that night was honestly like probably one of my favorite memories on this campus in general, just because it was... I don't know. The school spirit was at an all-time high.
That's why college basketball is the best. It's that fan spirit, like that student spirit or whatever.
Yeah.
Fan, like, roaring after every basket. You don't see that in, like, professional sports. You see that in college sports. Like, people don't get that hype over,
anything.
Like, professional stuff, I feel like, or as hype.
There's just so much more invested into it. You go here, you...
Well,
you
feel like you're actually, like, a part of...
A part of the community, So, that was just incredible. The Monmouth game, too, was a lot of fun. Watched that one on Jack's porch.
Yeah.
Got yelled at a little bit by his neighbors. We were being too loud. But it worked, and we won. And that was an awesome night, too. So, yeah, I mean, the emotions from the last week were just were awesome. I never had that many roller coaster of emotions from Fairfield basketball in 1 week. Obviously, way outdid expectations, and I guess proud. I'm proud of them.
Yeah, I am too. I think it gives us a good stepping stone in the next year.
Yeah,
I mean, it's Jay Young's second year. It's only his second year. If he can move, take this momentum, carry into next year, and have like a legitimately good season, like in terms of like regular season wins,
mm-hmm.
that could be huge for just the program in general.
Yeah. Yeah, so we could talk about individual each game if you want to.
I mean, if you want. I think we can go through...
The general.
Like, we don't have to get too deep.
All right, so Monmouth, obviously Wednesday night. It was right after our show. And we won by 19, 79-60. This was the one where the, you know, offense came out to play, and we saw, you know, guys contributing in areas that we hadn't really seen all season.
I mean, we shot probably the best we've shot all year.
Yeah.
In terms of just general shooting percentage. I mean, 50%. 50% from the field, 50% from three.
Yeah. We probably haven't shot 50% to that percentage this year, right?
We're shooting with that many attempts? No way.
Yeah, so then, you know, all around, I think we just played really well. But there was times where they were kind of coming back, too.
I mean, yeah, and we always were worried, like, we were around 10-11 with, like, 8 minutes left or whatever it was.
Well, that's the thing, too. We were up, what, 7 at the half?
Yeah, I think we were up 7 at the half, yeah.
And I remember telling you, like, I probably will be nervous until we're up, like, 15. You know what I mean? Because they had guys that could easily get them back. Pappas was. There was one point where Pappas hit a three. I think he cut it down to,
yeah,
like,
we were only up 7 with 11 minutes left. So that's, like, that's nothing.
Yeah, it's like a couple possessions.
And then we went on a big run. We were up 59-49 with 10 minutes left. Then we went on like a 10-0 run, 6-0 run.
Yeah.
Make it like 15. That's when it kind of started getting like out of hands for them.
But in general, I mean, looking at the box scores.
I mean, the defense, I think the defense won't be seen. Like how good the defense was won't be seen because just how well our
offense
played.
Because the offense performed,
but,
yeah.
I mean, we held a Mama team that probably what the best scoring team in the MAC almost, that at least up there if I remember correctly, to 60 points, 26 in the second half. That's incredible.
Well, no, that is the thing. I mean, the offense obviously overshadowed it because the offense wasn't there all year, and then now you see it, and it's like that obviously is going to take the cake. But the defense in this whole tournament really, really, really bought in to Jay Young's, you know, plan, and it worked not just in this game but in all three games. Even with St. Peter's, who's a good team, and obviously with Manhattan, we saw in the first round. But, yeah, I mean, just looking at some players real quick for the Monmouth game, Taj had, what, 24?
Taj had 24.
Caleb, see, that's what I want to talk about. Caleb was, like, one of the unsung heroes
of this tournament. Very solid tournament.
He did really well in this tournament.
He shot better. Driving the lane.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was... I remember in the St. Peter's game or this game. I forget which one, but he was doing great getting to the hoop.
Yeah, he dropped 12 in this Monmouth
St. Peter's game, he had 14. That was what I... Yeah.
Yeah. He had solid games all around in the tournament. And that was, like, something we said, you know, going into it, that
like
had
was,
to change.
If he did well, we would do well.
And if he had played like that all season,
yeah, who knew,
we could have done a lot better. Because I think that's kind of like the Caleb that we had been promised, you know, coming into it. And then it really didn't work out like that for most of the season. But in this tournament, he did really well.
I mean, he looked great going to the basket. He looked like a new player almost.
Yeah.
He looked like first week Caleb.
Yeah.
First week of the season.
And then obviously Jake had 12, Taj had 24, and they were both all tournament players. So shout out to them. They played pretty
both
solid.
Double doubles as well.
Yeah. Obviously up until the last game, they played pretty solid. So shout out to them.
I mean Supreme had a double double, not Jake.
Yeah, Supreme and Taj did in this one. They both had a double double. And and Allen too. Allen played kind of well against Monmouth. We called he's the Monmouth killer.
Yeah, he's the Monmouth killer. Even I mean, didn't he have a? He played solid. I mean, in most of the games, I feel like he played pretty solid. Obviously, he didn't do crazy like he did in the Monmouth game, but he played better minutes in these games than he had all year.
Yeah, for sure. I mean,
these were easily the best minutes he's played all year.
Yeah, yeah, and that's like you can probably say that about like a few guys.
Yeah.
That's why we did so well. Like a few guys
Jason,
played their best.
I like the way
like
Jason
series
played.
All year.
Chrysler was making shots. Like he was playing great. There was not many guys I could say played poorly, even with the loss against Iona, because a lot of them played kind of poorly.
They played, yeah. But the Iona game is like separate from these three wins because everyone kind of played poorly in that game. Mm-hmm. These three wins that we had though. You really can't pick out a guy that played poorly that got like
Taj
significant
had
minutes.
One bad game, but you couldn't really even tell because he was just so much of a factor all over the court.
Yeah, and like you said, Jason, I really like Jason going into next year. I feel like the last kind of stretch he's had is going to be good to get him kind of like in the groove for next year.
Yeah,
because now he's going to be sophomore and now he has some experience and he's playing well.
I mean, just big minutes. I mean, he was starting in our biggest games of the season.
Yeah, and then
in the final, even he played 4 minutes, but he started. I mean, that's some type of confidence for him.
Yeah, yeah. So, and even Jesus obviously did really well too in the was it the St. Peter's game or the Monmouth game? He did really well in one of them.
Jason?
No, Cruz.
Oh, Cruz. I'm looking. It was one of them. He played solid most of the games, but he had a big game. One of them. Cruz. He had 10 in the St. Peter's game. It might have been Manhattan. He had a big game. He was like the player of the game.
Oh, yeah.
But he did have 10 in, I think, every single game. He had double digits.
So, shifting over to the St. Peter's game, we shot 37%. So, like you said, the offense comes a little down, but the defense really
shows up.
Really showed up. They shot 35%. Free throws was interesting, right? They missed some crucial free throws at the end there.
It was kind of like a repeat of the Manhattan game almost.
Yeah. But also, I mean, St. Peter's too, though.
I'm saying it could have been if St. Peter's made their own.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, true.
They missed 4 free throws. It was a 5-point game.
Yeah, they missed like back-to-backs too, right at the end. So, just interesting stuff there. But, you know, this was a low-scoring game, similar to what we saw the first time they played. Second time we played, obviously, they killed us, but similar to the first time. Again, same starting lineup as Jae Young went with for most of that tournament and the end of the season. Like you said here, Taj, 3 points, a little bit of a down game, but picked up by Caleb and Jake. And that's the thing, too. Caleb contributing 14 in that game is not really something that he was doing all year.
14 in terms of 52 points, I was like a third of our points almost.
Yeah, and that's not something he was doing all year, you know?
Like, if you told me Caleb's going to be scoring a third of our points in the MAC semifinals, I would have called you crazy.
Yeah, and we needed that, too, because if he didn't do that, we probably would have definitely lost. Especially with Taj having a down game.
I mean, the one thing I will say that kind of sparked our offense a lot of these games, Cruz knocking down his threes was huge. I mean, I think it was at least one a game. There was at least one big three he hit every single game in this tournament, or every single game of the tournament. It was like a surprise. Like, we were so surprised after, like, the Manhattan game when he hit a couple threes.
Yeah.
And then he started to hit them consistently in every game. And it got to the point where by the St. Peter's game, I was almost, like, I was pretty confident when he shot.
I think we're getting a call now, so hold on. Bear with us by the time. We haven't taken a call in, like, 2 years, so just... See if that works. Hello?
Hi, is this WVOF?
Yeah.
Hey, man, it's Frank. How are you?
How's it going? Welcome to Red Sea Radio. We're glad to have you on.
Oh, am I live right now? Let's go.
Yeah, you're live. You're on. You're on air right now.
You transferred right in. You don't even have a screener. That's awesome.
No, right in. So don't prank us, please.
How you guys doing today?
We're good.
We're feeling good.
Just talking about the tournament right now, pretty much, for the most part. Just covering how we felt about the last week, for the most part.
Yeah, I wanted to call in. I figured give you guys a minute to talk tournament, and maybe if you guys had a minute, talk future. Didn't want to hijack the show, so I figured I'd call in and talk for a few minutes.
Oh, no, we're definitely open to talking about anything.
Happy to have anyone on.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so so my initial reaction to the tournament is, you know, going into this year, I thought that the team had to improve, right? Show some sort of improvement, right? You know, you had 4 freshmen, you had 4 transfers that, you know, 2 of them we weren't sure about eligibility until now, you know, a couple games in. Wanted to see improvement, and you know, out of conference record to me is, you know, it will come with being good in the MAC, right? Like, if you're a good team, you'll, you know, go about 500 and out of conference. So I don't really look at that. I look more at the MAC record. Like, you know, last year we were 8-12. This year I wanted to be 8-12 or better, right? But it's a funky year. You got to take what you can, and being, what was it, 7-11, I kind of was okay with, right? And going into the year last year, we lost in the first round, and to me, I don't know what, how you guys feel, but to me, I was like, okay, you know, win the first round game and build off of that, right, for next year. So for us to make the championship this early into Jay's coaching career, I personally, like, as much as, you know, there was some doubt at the beginning of the season when we weren't playing well, we weren't executing and winning games, you know, I've got to give, you know, hats off to him for bringing that team together and letting his seniors and his leadership kind of play its role and carry them to the championship game.
Yeah, and for us, too, like, we haven't had a tournament win since we've been here because we're juniors, so... Like you said, you wanted to get past the first round. We wanted a tournament win.
Yeah, we all
for the first time. Like,
I think we had similar expectations to you as a first round win would be, make us ecstatic.
Would be good enough. But then the weird thing is, once we started winning more in the tournament, I started like expecting more of them.
Expectations rose. Right. That Iona game was tough because at that point, the expectations were so high. We were so close. It was like
I actually found myself like I think I was more sad that we lost in the final than I would have been if we lost in the first round for some reason.
Right. Right. But, well, yeah, because it was so close, you could taste it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, with each win, you start believing it more, too, so.
Yeah, it's kind of funny because I kind of felt the same way, you know, once we beat Monmouth. Like, so I actually went down to the game on Wednesday, and once we beat Monmouth, like, I went to the game expecting, hey, you know, just keep it competitive, right? Like, I want to see some positive signs playing the, you know, tied for first place in the division team, right? They were, like, 10 and...
Yeah, they were great. We were scared of them the most, I think, out of anyone.
Right. Well, you know, but then, you know, when we started playing them, I'm like, okay, we're really banking on we don't have any tape against each other, right? So they don't know. Yeah, they watched us against other teams, but matchups are different. Like, they were very short. Like, you know, their center was like 6'6", right? So, you know, we out-rebounded and defended the three, and that's what won us the game. But, you know, once we won that game, you know, I was going into Friday night being like, we've beat St. Peter. And if we play Iona, or if we play Iona, which I was expecting, you know, we beat them before, right? So I was kind of thinking, okay, we can kind of do this. Like, we've done it. We've beat them at least one game before. I was a little nervous if we were going to play Niagara, just because we didn't play them well at the beginning of the season. But it was also Jake and Zach's first game as Fairfield students. So I don't know. It was a wild ride though last week. That's for sure.
Yeah, I feel the same way too. Cause